The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. People were bringing children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me, do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then he embraced the children and blessed them, placing his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord. It's really a beautiful little scene that we have in front of us today, and I think it's something that we could go back to in our own meditation and prayer and ask ourselves, what are the qualities of children that Jesus is here extolling? And perhaps that's even a challenge for you today, is to think of what Jesus might mean when he says this, when he says, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it. And this is what I'm saying, is it will be good for you to pray about that. How is it, Lord, that you want me to be childlike in my embrace of the kingdom, right? In my accepting of your love, in my accepting of your rule, right? How is it that a child does this and I am being called to do it? Because I'm not going to exhaust here this little passage, and there's a really good chance that I'm going to say something that doesn't apply to you. So what is it, Jesus, that Jesus wants us to hear today about being childlike? How are we not childlike? And how does Jesus want us to be childlike so as to enter into the kingdom of God more fully? I just thought one of my own reflections for those sportsmen in our midst, I think of two ways that children, or being a child or being childlike, helps with sports in my experience. One is with golf and one is skiing. Now, I learned to ski when I was already a teenager, and I was somewhat afraid of falling down and breaking something, right? And that's not an unreasonable fear that happens on the slopes. But I was always amazed when I went skiing, especially then in my 20s and 30s, and I'm, you know, kind of, you know, I don't know, like I'm afraid of, you know, everything around me, and again, for a good cause. And to see, you know, like a little, basically like a three-year-old skiing circles around me, no fear at all, no fear. And I think that's, right? This is one of the ways that children embrace and enter the kingdom of God, when we're being held back. We're being held back by our fear. Children, no such thing. And part of that too is then my little golf analogy. I learned to play golf when I was very young, and I'm thankful for it, because the feel never really leaves you. I haven't had a chance to play in about 10 years now, but go back out and hit the balls and it's fine. But when I would go on the course, I wouldn't see, man, like how far I have to hit it. And that, I just look at the ball and I hit it. Did I have a bad shot? Yeah, I got to the ball and I hit it. I didn't have baggage. And a golfer knows, if you see you, and for any of us who have played, we've seen bad golfers. They just get mad and throw their clubs around and that kind of thing. And they hit the ball, and then it's like, well, they're thinking about the last one, right? They're thinking about the last shot and how badly they did. So they have a hard time addressing the ball and hitting the next shot. Children, it's not so, right? Because there's something about a child, they live in the moment. And again, that's something for us there to consider about the kingdom of God. You have to live in the moment. God is only ever in the present moment. God himself is only ever in the present moment. And we are too, but we allow ourselves to be spread out over time with our past memories, our hurts, our woundedness, our regrets, whatever it may be. And we're also like into the future, you know, like what I hope and dream and desire, but also my worries and my concerns and that kind of thing. Children, I think, not me, I was a troubled child, of course, but children generally, that would be true for them. They live in the moment. And it's ours to live in the moment here, to be embraced by Jesus and to be blessed by him, that we can also experience the kingdom of God and be agents of his loving rule, bringing it to everyone we encounter.